Late tappings. Migrating the careful sluice. Easing through the certain channel, I am as I become each day, an evolving journey among the long loose limbs of the elm trees that stretch and divide in the spring, among the stars that sing, "We are," and point no path. I nudge the boundaries with the stroke of body and pen, transient marks, the blessings of life, the connection of will to say, I began in that watery element, the sluice of birth, came out head first to an old world called Earth. They told me it was new, but I knew I had known it, outgrown it, released by fire and the slow certainty of air as I watched myself delight in my loosening solidity. But hey, here I go again, this sweet space called alive, this path of touch between the afters, the defining finite with no finale, the passage of soul joined with body, variegated and pure. Drowning in molasses. I am set to pour my early morning coffee when I note a congealed shape in the molasses pitcher. Positioning my grandmother's silver spoon, I lift out a small blob. A creature larger than a gnat, more delicate than a fly, has drowned in my organic molasses. And since it is Sunday, I am set to thinking of my soul and what orgastic pleasures await the decade of my 70s. There was no gluttony here, simply happening upon the necessity of the body and losing traction in its fullness. And no warmth of touch, no warning, no scent on the wind which guides the more evolved fauna among the prey. There was the lure of tongue toward the thick richness of life, dark and heavy, I lay me down to sleep. The gilded medieval stasis, mother, child, tonsured monk at watch. The temple of tree, assured stream, pungent eternal flower gone this very day. The slur and beat of words, the grateful silence which sets them whole. Regard this pentateuch of intimacies. If it is the ear, praise it. If it is the eye, bless it. If it is those more ancient inlets of the soul, welcome them as they swell your very root. Be nourished and, thinking creature, abide. Spiderworks. Look up, poet. Arachne labors in the soft morning, a dark kernel of intensity on strands that locate the profusion of the sun, like an ancient maze seen from on high. The eye is caught in its exactness, lines angling, connected above and below, unexpected and sharp, others gently opening the spaces among, the distant leaf and branch, vine and sturdy bark, the stillness of mind played upon by this intricacy that Arachne does not see but knows through her body. It is her own design of survival within the great tradition that will waylay the coarse creatures of the air with one small cord while the support staffs and clefts sing praise. I bow to continue my path, but my head brushes the edge of this manuscript and it swings out of control. Arachne is jolted up in an unnatural gust. I watch in horror the violence of my touch. But she holds firm to the strong lines, rides the currents, and as they ease, settles again to that which is within her to give. Boy Akimbo. My grandson, age 6 or 7 or 8, is angled, his eyes direct at me explaining the focus of the moment, his shoulders shifted, left higher, right lower, his body eased into feet alongside as he crouches to understand. How compelling the slide of muscle and bone, the dignity of comment gliding through option. This loving loose form is abstract art, softened and set free in motion. No human hurried back and forth, but the grace of shift. As I look and listen and consider, I suddenly pray that the army does not regularize him, that capitalism does not render him productive, that our well-meaning world does not set him straight. He turns, regards his world, leads me through a faceted and gentle enlightenment of what and why and how. I am pleased that my genes have helped out. Rin. The sweet air of spring plumps this small body and returns as song, variously ornamented and pure. In the bird world, a signature. To me, a line of life so rich, I wait before sipping coffee or placing this pen. We should fold our wares and leave planet Earth to the wren, the tiger, the cub, the beetle. The cows would romp and wander. The dogs nuzzle each other and search for biscuits. But we have left behind a few enduring items. Landfills of plastic and pits of radioactive waste that will watch the pyramids, the paintbrushes and oboes lose form, the skyscrapers thud to earth. Walking women. Pine-shaded woods, soft trails, blanched Indian pipe, fern, mountain laurel late blooming, and me behind Hazel, her legs long and strong, her pace sure. She pushes on to crazy rocks. I follow, woods walking woman that I am, grandmother that I am, and we arrive at the solid, disrupted earth, huge boulders, flat, angled, jagged up crevices. Animal haunts, we speculate. Sweet damp moss and the torn glory of lichen. My guide lets me take my ease while she points out destinations, paths over rocks we could jump, the pickup of the trail. We exchange observations, strategies, my granddaughter and I, proud in our small cycle within life, our passion of tree and rock and trail. Treading the measure. The humble word sweet talks to another who is not paying attention. If you want me, you gotta lay your hands on my ankles. The ridge is serrated, though not metallic. Its jagged density does not give light. I pick my way through with my pocket flash and sometimes just the gentle medieval aura of my body moves me along. As I pass within, I touch what I do not touch. I am among the crisp fragrance of pine, the gray tableau of beech. The rock edges have become hills that roll softly like late summer cicada, tempered for my slow, even step. This walk, my story to say, evolving into path past, path future. The mark presents, here's the hand, tones itself as word, tough, sweet gift of the night. Late tappings. The old woman needs her body, now. Not then, when she turned in those first nights to the other. Not then, when she walked with a body in her body, and that body came out burning bright. Not then, when flesh, like her own flesh, blood and breast, lay near and touched her in the dark. Not then, but now, the body now, every speck and spread, every pain. She needs what was planted by air and tree and touch, and fear and loss. Oh, Pro, She knows the language. She calls the code. The generations pass like notes in the night, winged daughters. Her lines lay intimate with each other, obliged and free, call and response. No time for the ethereal, the mystic no nomen. The sublime is this earth within she walks, her earth, her water, her air, her fire to give back anon. Husk. When the words we have worked so hard for fall away like the husk of our bodies, there will be the melodic line, free within itself, commingling. Slice that breath, dissonance, then silence, where we can be held in disease, in art, in love, and know the dissolve toward pure sound running through us, a river producing nothing. Amen. I opened up to what was inside, took to the woods for comfort, took to the poems for hope, and pledged to speak with the reeds that marked my path. I keep my word now, even as I crawl into that low belly space, that swampland of memory, and temper myself in its resilience. The sturdy Birkenstock of the daily, the ubiquity of the always-edged human, the joy of the sky and harsh, heavy weather hot, the passion of the breath. This space, this sweet fin of being, this self within, even as it rolls into a universe of nothing. Amen.